One of Australia's most iconic shows making a comeback. Packed to the Rafters, well, was one of the most popular dramas to ever hit Australia or New Zealand screens. Ended back in 2013 after six seasons. The reprise is Back to the Rafters. It arrives on Amazon Prime tomorrow. We joined the Rafter family several years on from where we left them. Rebecca Gibney, of course, is the star of the show, and she is with us. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm extremely well. And you are in New Zealand, I take it. I've become fascinated with where you live these days, given you left the country. So are you back here or just sort of back here, or where are you? What are you doing?
No, I'm in sunny Dunedin. I live in Dunedin these days. I've been here for about 4 years now.
What took you or brought you back?
Well, I've always wanted to come back and film in New Zealand, and we came back, I think about 2017, to film Wanted in Queenstown, the series that I created with my husband. And within 2 weeks of actually being in Queenstown, our son asked if he could stay. He said, I don't want to go back to Australia. And he said, I feel like I've come home. I went, buddy, you were born in Tasmania. He said, I know, but I just feel like I love it here. And so we decided to stay in Queenstown for the first couple of years. And then he decided he wanted to go to high school somewhere else. And so we said, well, what, do you want to go back to Sydney? And he said, no, can we try Dunedin? So we went, fine. So he's at King's High School in Dunedin. He's thriving, he's loving it, and I love it here.
Dunedin's magnificent. I bought my first ever house in Dunedin, in Port Chalmers, overlooking the sea.
Oh, how beautiful. Well, yeah. Dunedin's an undiscovered, I think, gem. And you talk to Dunedin people and they go, no, we want to keep it that way. So they pretend that the weather's bad. They pretend that it's really cold. Because in actual fact, it's absolutely stunning. Yeah. I love it here. Like, I can't see myself being anywhere else now.
Are you bothered by people in terms of, you know, they go, oh, hang on, I know you. Have you got that thing going on, or are you one of the locals?
Not at all. I am one of the locals. I mean, occasionally I'll get people in the supermarket going, oh, are you here visiting? No one can believe that I've moved here, which I don't understand because it's like, well, Dunedin's such a wonderful city. But there's also a lot of uni students here, so there's a lot of people, particularly in the supermarket that I go to, there's a lot of just young people who have no idea who I am. I'm just that middle-aged woman with a trolley. So it's lovely. It's actually lovely to be able to walk freely down the streets and no one knows who I am.
So how is this? What sort of thought did you give when you made this move, based on the fact that you've become enormously successful in Australia? And was that going to affect your ability to work and work well?
No, I don't think so, because, I mean, I bounce backwards and forwards as it is. I mean, prior to the pandemic, I was always going, you know, backwards and forwards for work. And I'm still doing that to a certain extent. But I'm a Cozzie. I'm a Kiwi Aussie. I've got passports for both countries. I love both countries. And I don't have an issue with it. I mean, it's only a three-hour flight.
Yeah, that's true. Rafters, did you ever think of a reprise?
We did at the time. When we decided, because we kind of went out on a high, Eric Thompson, who's also a fellow Kiwi, we've been doing it for a very long time. We did 122 episodes, and we all needed a break. A lot of the kids had grown up and moved on. And you can't call a show Packed to the Rafters if the young people aren't there. So it was time for a break, but I think in our hearts, we were always hoping that at some point we would come back and reunite. Just didn't realise it would take quite so long. And it seems like it's the perfect timing. The world's a bit of a sad place at the moment, and The Rafters is very comforting. It's a very, you know, comforting, joyful, happy show, ordinary show about an ordinary family.
Has it, I mean, obviously you filmed it and it's done. Does it sparkle again?
It does sparkle again. I have actually shown some of it to my husband, who said by the end of episode two, people may be throwing things at the television screen because there's things that happen in it that may not appeal to people. But it's about a real family, and it's about a struggle that a couple goes through when their children do grow up and leave home, and that couple have been together for 35 years. Do they still want the same things? Yeah. Are they still the same people when they met? So those are the issues that we're facing in this current series.
Did the character slip beautifully back on and easily?
Like a pair of Ugg boots.
I love it.
It was very easy. I loved every single second of it.
What do you make of your journey? Because you left, I can't remember, you from Levin or Wairarapa, one or the other?
I was born in Levin. I actually have my own little star on Oxford Street in Levin. Right. I'm very proud of it too. Yeah. I left, but we moved to Hawke's Bay, and then I lived in Wellington for a long time. So I left Wellington when I was about 18, nearly 19.
And so you said, I mean, very young age to leave, and so you set out with stars in your eyes, and it all came true.
Well, you know what? I didn't actually set out with stars in my eyes. I didn't think I had a hope in hell. I went to Australia for a holiday excuse me, and I auditioned for a couple of things, but I got terribly homesick. Most Kiwis that travel always end up wanting to come home because, I don't know, there's something about New Zealand. I love it here. Mm. So I got terribly homesick and I came home, and it was just before Christmas of 1984 that I got a phone call saying, you've got both of these jobs that you auditioned for. Which one do you want?
Unreal.
So I just went, I ended up going back, and I kind of never stopped working.
And so that was always the dream, though, to act and act professionally and do well and et cetera.
No, my first dream was I wanted to be the first female Prime Minister of New Zealand.
Well, there's still time.
I think Helen Clark beat me to it.
Oh, well, you know, but you know what I'm saying, you want to be Prime Minister, you still could, couldn't you? As far as the back to the rafters part of it, though, you, in putting a reprise together, everyone has to say yes, otherwise it doesn't work, correct?
That's right, absolutely.
And was that an issue, or did everyone just say yes, please?
Everyone said yes, please. You know, Jessica Murray came back initially, and then because she had some personal reasons, she decided not to continue, and we have since recast that role with a wonderful actress called Georgina Hague. But other than that, everyone else is definitely back. We've got the same cast.
Fantastic. Was it called Rebecca Under the Vines? Was that the one you were doing recently?
Yes, it was.
Where's absolutely. That?
That is, that's set in lovely Clyde down in central Otago, and we've finished it, we've delivered it, and it'll be on Acorn, I think, later this year, and TVNZ early next year. That's the plan.
Fantastic. And then I watch a promo of you released just this week with you in tears on MasterChef.
Yes. Oh, gosh, what was I thinking?
So this is the Australian MasterChef. I'm assuming that turns up here as well. It's obviously filmed. Do you win?
I can't tell you that.
Of course you can't.
I can tell you that every emotion, there's a reason why I have never done reality TV before, and there's probably a reason why I'll never do it again. It was an extraordinary experience, and I don't think even the producers thought that they would get so much gold from all the celebrities they had on. I mean, there's tears, there's screaming, there's yelling, there's swearing, there's everything.
And did you go in with what? I take it you can cook.
No.
Oh.
Well, no. To be honest, I can cook, but I hadn't cooked for a very long time. So when they first asked me, I said no. I said no. I don't cook. I'm too busy. I work. And then when I hung up, my son nearly had a conniption because he was like, "Hang on, that's the only show that's got cred, as opposed to everything else that I've ever done." He goes, "It's the only show you've got." So all of a sudden now I have cred with my 17-year-old son because I said yes to my.
Oh, fantastic. So what was it, a cathartic or a learning educative experience?
Incredibly cathartic and very much a learning experience. And I hadn't really thought it through. I mean, that's the silly thing, because as soon as you walk through those doors and you see the big MasterChef and all the cooking stations set up, it becomes a reality very quickly. And, you know, you're thinking, oh, no, when they say the time starts now, it doesn't really. And I go, yes, it does. And you go, but I'm going to go and get to, like, hang out in the pantry for a few hours, and they're like, no, you can go and have a look at it for 5 minutes. So it really was. It is what you see on the television. It is that stressful, and I guess that's why it becomes great television.
Fantastic. How have you got past the not getting typecast? Because you've done The Rafters, Halifax was another good one, you've done a lot of movies, a lot of stuff, a lot of work. How have you got past that, oh, it's her again?
I'm sick of myself, so I'm sure a lot of people are. Pretty sick of me. It's reinvention, really. I mean, I'm someone that one of the mottos, my very, very early days on the set of Flying Doctors, Maury Fields, who played Vic the publican, I remember asking him, what's the secret to a long-lasting career? And he said, show up on time, know your lines, and don't be a dick. And so,
it's so
I've
true.
Basically tried to do that. I'm very easygoing. I'm very good to work with. I always show up on time. I'm not a diva. And, you know, maybe I'm not the best actor for the job sometimes, but I know I will always, you know, I often get the job because they know I'll do it. I'm a hard worker and I'm easy to work with.
So. You sound at peace with yourself, like you've done all you need to do and want to do, and everything else is cream on the cake. Is that fair?
That's exactly fair. I'm very content. I just feel very lucky, you know, particularly in the world with the pandemic as it is at the moment. And I think we're all recognizing what's important, and it's the simple things, and it's family, it's friends, it's really appreciating what you have. And I do every day. I'm very grateful.
Fantastic. Well, lovely to catch up with you. Appreciate it very much. Hope this one goes well. And well, what's the plan? So if this is like a blockbuster, do they do more?
That's the plan, and hopefully we'll be doing more Under the Vines. So I'm hoping I'll be back sipping wine in central Otago in early next year.
Who doesn't want to be
that's
doing
the
that?
Goal.
Nice to catch up with you. Appreciate it very much. Lovely to talk. Rebecca Gibney on Amazon Prime Video tomorrow. Back to the Rafters.